The work ethic that I had and the way that I learned in college and had developed that skill, I really applied to this first position and learned from him. And I worked hours. I mean, he used to tell me that, you know, I was somewhat driving crazy because I'd call him at 5 o'clock on the way back from sales calls and say, all right, I'm coming in. We need to talk about my call. Like, I couldn't wait till the next day to talk about the sales calls I had. And we would stay there till 7:30 at night with me replaying all of these things for him and him coaching me. And I would lock it in. And I would repeat it and go back. And in that same way that I learned in college, I did my own sort of dry runs of selling. And I wound up, you know, at 23 years old, beginning to have significant financial success. So I learned that, you know, you need some talent, but hard work goes so much further. That was where high energy, high commitment, always wanting to kind of outwork the other guy, I believed in that. And as I succeeded and moved into management, especially as a very young manager and then even as a young executive, I probably, to some degree, you know, I'd like to think I was a nice guy, but I was tough. I was demanding. I just knew this is what it takes to be successful, and I expected and wanted that out of people.
You know, he was always in a position where he had people who worked for him, but they would say things to me like, oh my gosh, it is just amazing. He never sits down. He is constantly on the move, up and around. And God, he is like such a ball of energy. And the guy that I got at home would sit on the couch and have the remote. It was such a totally different person. And I would look at them and I'd be like, you must be talking about somebody else. You really can't be talking about my husband because I can't even imagine the person you're talking about.
They were long hours. And when I would come home, I would be in shutdown mode. And it would be, yeah, just let me watch a ball game. Let me sit and flick the channel and just kind of mindlessly relax. And I never was one who wanted to then say, well, let me go out and work in the yard or, you know, the honey-do list. It was like, no, you know what? I leave it all on the field. And the time I have, I either want to spend it playing and having fun, spending it with my kids. And the other time was really about, hey, I just want to chill and relax. Yeah, it's about being happy, but whatever you want to achieve that's going to make you happy, you need to work hard to make it happen. You need to prepare.